Well, today we're going to continue in our series, Characters of the Bible. And many of you have shared with me that you are enjoying this series as you are studying out different characters of the Bible. And a lot of people we're talking about are some people maybe that you haven't heard about. And today is probably one of those people that you haven't heard a lot about, but I believe is a very important figure that we can talk about. And I want to talk to you today about Jabez, living above average. Jabez, living above average. The Bible teaches us today that living above average is designed for every person. That God has never designed any of us just to live status quo. You can look through Scripture and see all through Scripture where God is calling us to grow in a level of excellence in our life. And average is never a part of Scripture. We never see where God just called us just to be average. Somebody says that average means you're just close to the bottom as you are to the top. And how many of us today would be here today and say this, that, you know, when it comes to raising our children, that we always tell them this quote, don't we? We always say, you know, don't just be average, you know. They bring home average grades. You say, just don't bring home average grades. You can do better. When they do things, they did a job just average. You say, just don't be average. Don't live your life being average. That seems to be the vocabulary of most parents who are trying to raise productive children and to raise children who achieve something in this world and in their life. We always say to them, you know, don't just be average. You know, you can do better than average. You know, do things with your best. And this average mentality is something we battle from a very early age with our children. But how many know that parents, how hypocritical maybe I could say today of us to expect that out of our children, but at some point in our life, we settle for average. That at some point in our life, we can find ourselves, if we're not careful, we can settle for average where we're at. Average marriage, average relationship with our children, average in a relationship with God, average in our job. I mean, average spiritually, we can settle for average so often. We get right there at the status quo and we just kind of flow with mainstream and think, I'm okay because I'm average. I'm not as bad as some I know and I'm not way out there as some I know, but I'm just kind of average. That's a comfortable place to be. And I'm here to tell you today that God did not create you to be average. You ever heard the statement, you're one in a million? That's untrue today. You are not one in a million. You are 1 in 4.5 billion. That's a true statement. You are 1 in 4.5 billion. That God created you unique, and He never created you to be average. He never created you to settle for less than the best that God has for you and I. God has done something here that we see in the Scripture that I believe. Now, Jabez, I can tell you right now, there's not a lot written about Jabez. That there's not books and books about Jabez, and if you blink through the Bible, you'll miss Jabez altogether, okay? There's not a lot of information about Jabez, but there's something about Jabez that notes us looking at today, because in this chapter of 1 Chronicles, the first book, all they're doing is naming genealogies. You know, they're going through this family and this person. 600 people are mentioned at one time. How many of those? That's a lot of people to talk about right there. But you know what? All these other people, they get one little word. That's it. Their name's mentioned and that's it. But there's something about Jabez that in the middle of all this, he gets two whole verses to himself. So when 599 are just getting their name mentioned, Jabez gets two verses devoted to himself. So there's something here that God was wanting us to jump out of the page about Jabez. There was something that God was wanting us to take notice and say, hey, listen, he's an honorable mention here. We need to mention him just a little bit more. There's something about his spirit. There's something about his life. There's something about him that's a little different. And let's look at him. And so today we're going to look at that in 1 Chronicles 4, 9, and 10. We're going to look and see what the Bible has to say about Jabez. Let's pick it up in verse 9. It says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. So God's saying this. God's saying he deserves special recognition. He deserves some more ink here, is what he's saying. It says, his mother had named him Jabez, saying, because I gave birth to him in pain, Jabez cried out to God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you should bless me and enlarge my territory, and that your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so I would be free from pain. And God granted his request. Now, first of all, how many think it's a cool thing when you pray to God and God answers the request? Isn't that a pretty cool thing? I mean, it's so amazing that when we pray to God that he answers our prayers. And sometimes I wonder how many of us actually pray anticipating that God's really going to answer our prayers. Jabez prayed a prayer, and it says that God answered his prayer. So there's something about Jabez here that God's wanting us to look at, that he were wanting us to pull out of Scripture, these two verses. So let's break it down here. I believe that living above average, there's three things we can learn from Jabez's life. Number one, you need great ambition. You need great ambition. While Jabez's friends were satisfied with being average, while Jabez's friends and family were satisfied with just being status quo, we see where Jabez said, Lord, I want you to do something different in my life. God, I want to do something out of the ordinary in my life. God, I want to do something beyond average in my life. This was the heart of Jabez. He was saying, God, expand me, grow me, enlarge my vision, enlarge my territory, deepen my dreams, give me some goals. God, make me something I'm not. God, expand me, take me to somewhere that I need to be stretched and go. He wanted to go for the gusto, man. He was ready to go for it. He's praying this bold prayer. And most of all, he wanted God's blessing upon his life, deeply in his life. Many people go through their life with no goals, no growth. They stop dreaming at an early age. And maybe here today you can say, Pastor, I had a lot of dreams early on in my life, but then something happened. What was that? It's called life. Yeah, life happens. And then when life happens, many times life can stomp on your dreams and many times can deter you away from some goals you had in your life. And somewhere along the way, we let that happen and we allow ourselves to settle for average. Scripture is very clear. He says, where there is no vision, what's happening? Nothing. He says, death. He says, the people perish. They die. And so today, I say this to you. If you have no vision for your life, if you have no goal setting in your life, today that you're dying. Isn't that a very good testimony? I want that to be my testimony. No, I don't. I want my testimony to be that I am full of life, that I am growing, that I am expanding, that I'm asking God to increase the vision in my life, increase the goals of my life. Many times, the only thing that expands in our life is our waistline. As we get older, that's what happens, isn't it? As we get older, our waistline expands. Our hairline expands. I mean, a lot of things happen expanding, but one of the things that quits expanding early on in many people's life is this expanding of vision. You know, we have a dream of going to college and doing something, and we get to college, and maybe we don't even get to finish college because of finances, or we got married, or something happened, and we just got detoured, or started having children, and we let go of that dream of furthering our education. Or we have some dreams to open up our own business. Or we have some dreams of doing some great, giant things for God. And somewhere along the way, someone says, you're not qualified for that. Someone says, oh, you can't do that. You can't afford that. God would never use you this way. And we allow people to come along and stomp out our dreams. You've heard me say it many times here, but I believe it to be true that small people and small thinking always attack big people with big dreams. When you dream big, people are going to attack you. When you dream and have big thoughts, people are going to attack you and seek to destroy you. Because they want you to live average just like they are. They don't want to see you move out of that average pool. Because when you move out of the average pool, then they've got to do something. Because that makes them feel uncomfortable. Because they're watching you. And as long as you're average spiritually, they can be average spiritually. They justify it. As long as you're average in your marriage, then they'll be average in their marriage. But when they see you spending time with God and getting closer to God and acting in more faith in your life and believing God to do something in your life and believing God to use you in a greater way, that has to challenge the people close to you in a very upfront way. And they don't like that. Because when they see you changing, when they see you growing, when they see you expanding, then that challenges them. Say, you know what? I'm living average also, and God wants to do something in my life, and I'm not ready yet. I like living average. And so people will attack you when you begin to get out of that pool of living average and say, you know, there's got to be more to life than this. I've got to do more for God than this. You need great ambition. Jabez said, God, expand my territory. He said, God, I'm ready to increase who I am. I believe there's common misconceptions that prevent us from having great ambitions in life. First of all, we tend to confuse humility with fear. We confuse this thing about humility with fear. We say, I'm just being humble, but really we're fearful. I could never do that. I could never do anything. I'm just little old me. That's not being humble. That's being scared. Scared of what God may ask you to do. Scared of what God may actually do for you and through you if you begin to believe Him to do something different in your life. When you decide to climb out of that stream of average and say, no, I'm going to go upstream. I'm going to find some new territory. I'm going to grow. I'm going to expand. When you do that, something can happen to you. But many people say, no, God don't want to use me. And we confuse humility with fear. Really, we're just fearful what God may ask us to do. We tend to confuse contentment with laziness. We tend to confuse contentment with laziness. Paul says in Philippians 4:12, I've learned to be content in every situation. And for some of us, we take that scripture and we rest right there. Well, Pastor, I'm just content where I'm at because scripture teaches me to be content. But it doesn't teach you to be lazy either. And see, what's the difference between being content and being lazy? Lazy says, I'm fine right where I'm at. I don't need to grow. I don't need to set new goals in my life. I don't need to go beyond. I don't need to get closer to God. I don't need to let God grow me. I don't need to get better in my marriage. I don't need to get better at my job. I don't need to develop my relationship with my children any better than what it is right now. That's laziness. But contentment is this, that God, I know you got something better for me. God, I know that my marriage can be better than where it is right now. God, I know that financially, I can be better than where I am right now. God, I know spiritually that I can be better than where I am right now. God, I know spiritually you want to use me and you give me dreams to do things. But God, even so, I'm believing that you're going to grow me. But God, I'm content in knowing that God, you are taking me through a process. That I'm not going to be mad about where I'm at right now. I'm not going to be discontent where I'm at now because I know that you're taking me through a process. See, there's a difference between being godly content where you're at now, knowing that you're going somewhere. See, what would be a shame is for me to have a vision saying, God, you got a vision. Lord, I know you got another place you want us to be. At some point in the future, we're going to build a new church. And God, we're going to be running 1,000 people. And God, we're going to be doing this and that and that. And I can get so much caught in the future that I can be discontent where I'm at right now. I can forget how fast God has brought us to where we're at right now. I can forget how much God has blessed us in a short time where we're at right now. And so if I did that, I would not be learning to be content. But in my vision for the future, I'm still thanking God for what He's doing right now. God, I thank you, God, you're bringing people in and people's lives are being changed. God, I thank you that we're seeing growth in people's homes and families and people's lives. I thank you right now that, God, you're supplying our needs and you've got what we need right now for today. And see, I'm learning to be content right now and not miss out on the blessing God's given me today. At the same time, I'm setting goals for the future. In my mind and my heart, knowing that God is expanding my goals. God's expanding my vision. God's expanding me as a pastor, as a husband, as a father, as a Christian. God's expanding me, and I'm setting goals. Jabez had the spirit of God, expand me. The third thing I think that keeps us from this ambition is we tend to confuse little thinking with spirituality. How many of us have done that? We tend to confuse little thinking with spirituality. We use the excuse, I just serve the Lord in my little old way. Pastor, that dreaming's good for you, but I'll just serve the God in my little old way, and this is fine. And I believe today that God is saying, I'm sick of your little old way. How about you believe God to do something big in your life? How about you say, God, I'm ordinary, but God, through you, I'm extraordinary. God, I'm just a natural person, but through you, I'm supernatural. How about you saying, God, if you can use me in any way, use me, God. God, if you can expand me in any way, expand me. God, if you can grow me in any way, grow me, God. Because I know if I put my faith in you and I put my trust in you, that God, you can take me to a new level. Quit saying that, you know, God, I started to serve God in my little old way. I've always done it. And this pleases the Lord. No, it doesn't please the Lord. He wants you to operate with vision for your life. He wants you to have goals in your life. He wants you to grow. He wants you to expand. Got to have ambition. What's the second thing we see here in Jabez's life? You need a growing faith. You need a growing faith. If you're going to be living above average, you got to learn to have this growing faith. We see in this scripture that Jabez had no special ability. We don't see anything mentioned about Jabez's special gifts here, do we? We don't see where Jabez was mentioned to have any special powers, prestige, any kind of music ability, the Bible doesn't mention any special ability about Jabez. So just by reading the scripture, we see where Jabez really was an ordinary person. He was just an ordinary person who believed God for unordinary things. He had this growing faith in his life. There's something more important than ability and talent and gifts. Let me say it again. There's something more important than ability and talents and gifts. And that importance is faith. The faith that God can use you and God can do things through you more than you could ever believe. Believing that God can work in your life. I know all kinds of super talented people who are sitting on the sidelines, and while people with one talents and two talent people are doing a lot more to advance the kingdom of God because they have decided to believe God in faith. Churches are full of them. Communities are full of people who've got all kinds of talent. Right now, I'm sure in your mind, you can think of people right now that you know, if they were to sell to God and give God all their ability and their talents, you think, man, they could do so much for the kingdom of God. God can use them in such a great way. But they're not using all those talents, and they're not using them. But God will use people, not because of their talent. He will use them because of their faith. He will use them because they dare to believe that, God, you can do something great. And God is looking for people who are willing to pray this prayer, just like Jabez, saying, God, do something great in my life. God, use me in a great way. Use my children in a great way. Help me to raise my children up to be children of faith who can believe you for anything. They can believe that you can do anything in their life, and they can be anything for your glory. We see where his name, Jabez, his name in Hebrew means painful. It says his mom named him Jabez, meaning painful. Painful at birth. So he was born, and this wasn't just a mom who was saying, man, that hurt. Let's call him painful. Boy, that epidural didn't work. Let's name this boy painful. This is what happened here. There was something that in his birth that was unnatural. There was something unnatural about his birth that would cause a mother to name her child that at this stage in her life. So we don't know for sure, but many experts believe, the theologians, as I study this out, believe that Jabez was probably born with a handicap. He was probably born with some kind of birth defect that caused her mother to name him painful at birth. It was something that she looked at him and said, I almost want to reject you at birth. I mean, what a painful thing at birth to have your mom name you painful. Now, I can understand it at 10 years old if she wanted to name you painful, okay? Believe me, I understand that one. But at birth, the most loving moment between a mother and a child, you know, that birthing process, for her to reject that child at birth and the name of painful, there must have been something very wrong. And so we see where Jabez, in spite of his handicap, in spite of his rejection, in spite of who he was at birth, that God had a thing in his life. He said, God, I believe you to do something great in my life. I don't have to just walk around limited to my handicap. I'm not limited to my name. I wonder how many of us have allowed people in our life to put their thumb on us and stop us from dreaming. People to stop and to squash out our dreams. We've allowed people to say, you can never do this, or you'll never be this. you can never accomplish this. And I guarantee you get a goal for your life, you get a vision for your life, and people will tell you those things. They will tell you can never accomplish this. Jabez said, you know what? God, I believe you to do great and mighty things in my life. Jabez's faith was stronger than his handicap. That's good right there. Jabez's faith was stronger than his handicap. Today, I wonder what your handicap is, my handicap is. Wonder what thing that we are allowing to stop us from believing in faith for God to do in our life. What's the very thing today that you think keeps you back? God, you could use me, but I got this one issue in my life. God, I got this one issue that keeps growing in my life, and it keeps coming up, and I just think I can't get by it. If people knew this one issue in my life, they'd never let me be used of God. And we've allowed handicaps to stop us. And Jabez said, you know what, God? I'm cutting out the excuses. God, I believe my handicap is not going to stop me. God, you bless me. God, you expand my territory. Who's labeled you? Who are you letting what people are you letting get in the way of God's plan for your life? Jabez got past that point. The third thing, he had a genuine prayer life. We see where he had a genuine prayer life. You need a genuine prayer life. If you're going to live above average, you're going to have to learn to pray. Above average living requires much prayer in your life. Jabez was honored by God simply because he prayed. He simply prayed. His prayer was the key to his life. His prayer is what actually jumps off at the pages at us. There's something about his prayer here. It's the characteristic that makes him stand out among 600 names mentioned here in the Bible, that his name jumps out and he gets two verses to himself. Everybody else just gets mentioned. And it's his prayer that is mentioned here. His prayer jumped out at us. And his prayer consisted of three requests. First of all, the request he prayed was this. He prayed for God's power in his life. He says, bless me, Lord. I want your spirit to bless me. May your power empower me. God's power to accomplish the dream he has in his life. He's got dreams in his life, and he's got goals in his life that we see here. And he's saying, God, bless me. God, I need your power in my life. He said, God, I want you to expand my real estate. That's what he says. Amen, Tanya? He said, God, I want you to expand my real estate. Now, I'll be honest with you. When I first read this prayer, I think this prayer is very selfish. That's my first thought reading this prayer. I'm thinking, this is a very selfish prayer. God bless me. God expand my territory. You know, God use me. You know, it sounds a very selfish prayer when you first look at it. And you would think that with the wrong motives, that God would reject this prayer. But it says that God answered his prayer. So in looking at this prayer, we see where his prayer was not wrong. If his prayer was wrong, God would not have answered his prayer. So there was something very much right about his prayer. And let me say this to you. He was very specific about the things that he wanted in his life. Very specific about the goals that he wanted to accomplish. He's saying, God, expand my territory. God, I want to have more land here. I want to grow in blessing who you are. So what was the difference here? I believe his prayer was not a selfish prayer. Because if it was a selfish prayer, God never would have answered it. I believe that ambition, let me say this, I believe ambition is something, if it is God-produced, it's a very healthy thing. Ambition, when it's selfish produced, is a very unhealthy thing. Let's look at the two. Selfish ambition says, I want more so I can get more, so I can have more, and I can do more for myself. Right ambition says, God, I want to expand my territory so I can be a bigger blessing to your kingdom. God, I want to be a bigger blessing to people's lives. I want to be able to help people. I want to employ more people. I want to give my employees raises. I want to have a bigger home so I can have a bigger group in my home. So where do I start? That means that I'm praying, God, how many would say, God, I need a bigger house. God, I need a bigger house. I need a new home. And if I had a new home, God, I would open it up and I would have a small group in my home and I would reach people. I'd have Bible studies. I would open up my home to be used of you. And I say, then what can you do right now? Don't just say it. Say, God, you know, right now, what can you do? Can you get one or two people in your home now? Get them in there now and begin to disciple them and entertain them and lead them to Christ and show them the way of the Lord and say, God, I'm believing you that you're going to give me even a bigger home so I can have even a bigger group and I can be even a bigger blessing. See the difference in motives. Motives with ambition. If my ambition is because I want selfish gain, then God's not going to bless that. But if my ambition is so I can be a blessing to more people, I can give more to God's kingdom. I can give more to missions. I can give more to God's church. I can be a bigger blessing to more people. God, expand me. I want to be a blessing to many people. See the difference in motives there. Jabez, I believe his prayer, his heart was one of motive, a pure motive. That's why God answered his prayer. Ephesians 3:20 says that God is able to do more than you could think or you could imagine. Over 20 times in the New Testament, Scriptures command us to ask God for things. It says to ask and it shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Whatsoever things you pray, believe that you shall receive them and you shall have them. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you have not, because you ask not, ask that your joy may be full. I mean, we're commanded in the Scriptures to ask. Be specific about what you want. Talk to God about what you want. Don't say, God, just help me to be better. No, say, God, I want a better marriage. God, I want better communication between me and my spouse. God, I want a more loving, patient relationship between me and my spouse. I want my children to have a better relationship with me. Help me to be a better understanding and caring, compassionate father. Help me be a more loving, on-hands father who's unselfish. I mean, you talk to God about specifics, things that you want to change. God, I need a bigger home so I can have more people to minister to. God, I need things in my life. What do you need it for? Be specific, God, and share your desires. God, I want you to expand me. God, I want you to grow me. Stretch me out to believe that you can use an ordinary person in a supernatural way. Jabez prayed for God's presence in his life. He said, verse 10, I want you to bless me. I want you to enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me. He said, God, I want your hand to be with me. I want your hand to be with me. Listen, this is one of the most important prayers we can pray every day in our life. God, I want your hand to be with me. God, I need you to guide me. God, I need you to direct my thoughts. God, I need you to help me. How many times do we pray this prayer every day? God, we need your presence in my life. Listen, Sunday morning is just not good enough. Just coming on Sunday morning and feeling God's presence and hearing God's word is just not good enough. You need it every day in your life. And every day I should get up and I should pray this prayer. God, may your hand be with me today. May you direct my business today. May you direct my thoughts today. May you direct my words today. May you direct my actions today. I challenge you, pray that prayer tomorrow morning when you get up and see what a difference your day makes. Pray that prayer on your way to work tomorrow. God, let your hand be with me. Direct my actions today. When you get around that boss who pushes those buttons, I guarantee you the Holy Spirit can give you endurance to say the right thing and to do the right thing. I dare you to pray that prayer. Jump out of the box and say, God, may your presence be with me. And the last thing he prayed was for God's protection in his life. Jabez prayed for God's protection in his life. He said, Lord, let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. Pain. What his very name reminded him of? The pain of rejection? We don't know. We know there's a lot of pain in his life. His name even means that word, pain. Pain at birth. He said, Lord, I want your protection. Free me from the thing of my past. That's what he was saying. God, free me of the pain. God, whatever's kept me back from being the person you've called me to be, whatever's kept me back from dreaming again, from enlarging my territory, dreaming big dreams, setting some big goals in my life, whatever's kept me back, my handicap. God, I'm praying today that you free me from that. What an honest prayer. God, I got to be free from that. And I wonder today how many of us prayed that prayer. God, free me from the rejection that I faced as a child. God, free me from the pain that I suffered in a bad marriage. God, free me from the pain from hurtful people in my life. May I be set free to be the person you've called me to be. Something about this prayer that honored and caught God's eye. God heard his prayer and God answered his prayer. He prayed God's protection on his life. So this morning I ask you, which of these elements do you struggle with the most? Maybe for some of you today, as musicians come this morning, maybe some of you today, you're here and say, Pastor, my biggest struggle is just I'm in that stream of average. I let society dictate where I'm at spiritually. Spiritually, I've just kind of been content with the flow of average. And I quit dreaming for my life. Some of you here today, maybe you need to dream some new visions for your life. Some of you need to go back to school. Kids are grown or in school, and you've been blaming a marriage, you've been blaming circumstances to keep you from going and further your education for a long time. I say, now's the time. Take the first step. Go down to college this week and get some enrollment papers, and let's look over courses and see. Check out what's out there. Say, God, I want to begin to think bigger than where I'm in. I want to begin to think about growing intellectually. I want to begin to think about growing spiritually. I want to begin to think about God expanding me spiritually. God, I'm in the spiritual average where I'm not up, I'm not down, but I'm just kind of average. I'm kind of just floating along. And for many of us here today, we'll find ourselves in that river of average, mediocrity. One of the things that a destiny we've always said from the very beginning was we want to challenge each other to grow. And if you've been here very long at all, you know that's the heartbeat of the ministry here is we want to challenge you to grow. For God to use you where you're at. That you have a God-given destiny for your life. I believe that 100% that every one of you here have a God-given destiny for your life. Some of you here, there's some things you've been doing in your life, but you're just living at average, status quo. And God's wanted to call you out of that thing you're doing to a new level. But that means you're going to have to operate in faith and say, God, change me. God, pull me out of that place I'm at. And help me to get some things right in my life that you've been dealing with me about, some things that I know I need to change. Are you man enough today to do that? Are you woman enough today to say, God, I want to step out of that stream of average? Because, man, that stream of average, it's just like a lazy river. You can just sit and ride that thing all day in circles. And it feels good, doesn't it? Because you don't have to stretch yourself. You don't have to exercise. And you grow there being spiritually fat and complacent. And today I believe God's saying he wants to expand your dream. He wants to expand your dream for ministry, for your marriage, for your life, for your work, for your finances, for your spiritual walk with him. God wants to call you to a different level. Are you willing to go there? Are you willing to pray this prayer that Jabez is so bold to pray? God, expand me. Expand my territory. Today, if that's your prayer, you say, Pastor, I want this prayer, Jabez, to be in my heart today. If that's you, can you just stand up where you're at and say, that's me, Pastor. I want to pray that prayer today. If you're standing today, I'm going to invite you to come to the front. I'm going to close out this prayer time today. I want us just to come to the front together and pray. I'm going to pray over you today, this closing prayer. Squeeze in here around the front, if you could, please. You know, it's very easy. Let's kind of spread out to the right just a little bit, guys. Make a little bit of room there for those guys coming in the back. Thank you. You know, it's very easy today, isn't it? It's very easy to kind of get in this average stream. I mean, as a pastor, I can get there. As As a father, I can get there. As a husband, I can get there. I'd be honest with you, I struggle many times. I can get there, okay? And I can allow myself to settle for this because I see God's hand of blessing. I think this is good. I just want to kind of ride this wave, you know? But I know that God hasn't called me to live my life average. I just can't do it. Average seconds, Carlos. I just really, because I know I'm selling short. Justin, God hasn't called me to live average. He hasn't called any of us to live average. He's called us to be the best we can be in Him. Constantly setting new goals in my life. If you're not facing any problems today, then I say you're not making any goals in your life. We need to look for some problems we can go out there and tackle. We need to look for some things that are going to cause us some conflicts we can get out there and take it on and grow and expand ourselves. We don't have to always be on this, you know, easy street all the time. And when you begin to stretch yourself, you're going to find out that it's going to push you in places and it's going to make you be uncomfortable at times with doing things that maybe you're not used to doing. But today, God is calling us. Jabez prayed that prayer with the right motives. It says that God answered his prayer. I believe today when we pray right motive prayers, that God wants to answer our prayers. He wants us to pray for the sick and they be healed. He wants us to open up our homes and they be filled. He wants us to give altar calls at our work and people come to Christ. He wants to use you in a greater way. There's some people here that God wants to use you to pastor, to be missionaries, to reach your homes and to have many home groups that come out of your home, to reach your family, to teach a class, to help with children, to teenagers, to help with street people and people who need the gospel. And so many people here that God wants to use so much individually. Let's pray this prayer to God. Expand me. Expand my territory. Expand my influence. Expand my vision. Expand my goals. And I pray that as we kick off a new school year coming up here next month, that maybe this will be a good time for you to begin to think about, God, what's the new things I can set in my life? What's the new goals that I can challenge myself with? Some God-given motives to expand myself in knowledge and career-wise and spiritually and as a spouse or as a person or as a member of the family. What can I do to expand and grow in my life? I begin to pray this prayer for God's power, God's presence, and God's protection in your life. Right motives. I want to pray for you right now. Father, I just pray for every person that came to the front today. As we hear about the prayer of Jabez that stood out to us, that jumped off the pages there, when you're mentioning so many people, you stopped and talked about this prayer because you wanted us to notice. There's something about Jabez's heart of saying that he wants to get out of the average and to grow. I pray right now, the Father, that we would break any spirit of complacency in the name of Jesus. That God, any spirit of average living that we've allowed ourselves to go on. Father, I pray that you have not created us to be one person in the crowd, but God, you've created us to be an individual used of you in a unique way. And God, I don't care what our age is. I don't care where we've come from. Father, I know that if we'll put our trust in you and our faith in you as Jabez did, that God, you can help us to dream again. That God, the dreams we've given up on, that God, we can say yes to those things again. And we can allow us to dream new dreams. And we can see new visions for our life. And we can see a new plan unfolding. And we can see you reaching us, Lord, and using us to reach people in a new way. But God, it starts right here with saying, God, expand my dream. Expand my territory. Expand my influence. Let that be your prayer today. If you're saying that in your heart, I want you just to lift your hand where you are. Say, God, expand my territory. God, expand my dream. Expand my thinking. Expand my influence. May my circumstances not dictate my dream. May my circumstances not dictate, Lord, what you have for me. May my problems not dictate, God, where you're taking me. Lord, may my circumstances not stop me from being the man you've called me to be, the woman you've called me to be. But God, today, my trust is in you. Lord, my trust is in you. My faith is in you, God, knowing, the Lord, as I put my trust in you full-heartedly, God, that you can use me, Lord, and as I put my ordinary with your supernatural ability, God, you'll use me, Lord, in a super ordinary way. Lord, in a way that goes beyond my thinking. And God, I pray right now that, God, that new dreams be birthed this morning. God, we will not allow ourselves to settle for average thinking and spiritual walks, Lord, and Christian walk especially, God. And God, you have great territory for us to conquer. If we'll just pray that prayer and believe. God, I believe in my heart that you're looking for a people who dare to dream, who dare to believe. God, may we never stop dreaming. May we never stop believing that, God, you are wanting to grow us. Learning to be content where we're at, yes, but God, knowing that you have far greater things if we'll just ask and believe. I can achieve a greater spiritual walk. I don't have to struggle with the same addiction every week in my life. But God, through you, I can get beyond my addiction. Through your grace and mercy, God, you can empower me to stop the things that I'm doing. And God, I can become a better Christian. I can become a better person, a better father, a better mother. God, I'm settling for where I'm at. And God, that I come against and I repent for settling. And God, I ask that you take me to a new level in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I believe today. Amen. God bless you today. Thank you so much for being here. I just love being with you every week. Many of you I'll see Wednesday night as we continue our men's and women's. Look forward to seeing you this Wednesday night. But hug a neck before you leave. Shake a hand before you leave. And tell somebody it was good to be with you in church today.